Neonatal nurses from County's Manukau District Health Board say bullying was rife and damaging for years. On Tuesday, RNZ reported there have been 3 investigations into bullying at the neonatal unit since last year, after complaints going back nearly a decade. Many former and current nurses have responded on social media, backing up complaints of a poor culture at the hospital. Charlotte Cook reports.
Nurses in the unit say they were called lying bitches, dicks, a bunch of idiots, and accused of being lazy. Early last year, they took concerns of serious bullying and mistreatment to management. An independent investigator into the complaints says many of those interviewed showed genuine distress at the environment they had experienced for many years. This woman worked there several years ago, and in an email to RNZ, said she left the industry because of prolonged burnout and depression.
I worked as a casual nurse and was offered a job in the neonatal. I declined it because I experienced an almost total lack of help and support when working in the very specialised and busy unit. I saw how stressed the permanent staff were, along with the inflexible rostering, and witnessed the bullying culture of the unit, which sometimes included the parents of the babies as well, and it upset me a lot.
A nurses' group on Facebook has been flooded with responses, many pointing the finger at a particular manager.
I suffered daily for 2.5 years under the regime of this bully until I walked out one Friday, never to return. My self-esteem and self-worth plummeted, and I had no confidence in myself and my capabilities, which I never had before. I struggled to find employment, and when asked at interviews why I had left my job, I would break down. My depression got worse and I was broken.
One nurse from the unit says many tried but failed over the years to stop the bullying.
So many tried to make a stand against it, but were met with resistance from above.
That was echoed by another nurse.
It went on too long and was allowed by too many people who knew there were problems and could have acted but didn't. Too many lives affected.
Another expressed surprise the story was only breaking now, when she estimated 46 nurses left in 2 years between 2010 and 2012. RNZ has also had feedback the working environment has improved at the county's Manukau neonatal unit. The DHB says since 2017 they have employed 36 full-time staff, 24 junior and 6 senior nurses, most since its first bullying investigation finished last year. Nurses say bullying is not limited to counties Manukau, with one telling the Facebook group,
"This will be one of many in the neonatal care units across New Zealand, let alone the other wards. Utterly appalling."
In 2018, RNZ reported 3 nurses from Bay of Plenty DHB took their own lives because of bullying, while others were yelled at in front of patients, belittled and demeaned by senior nurses and management. Nicola left the Waikato Hospital's neonatal unit 6 weeks ago. She says she suffered 13 months of bullying, and though her manager admitted there were problems, she did nothing.
She told me then that the culture in the NICU unit wasn't very good and there was a big shake-up coming. Well, in the 13 months I was there, nothing changed. It got worse. This affected me so bad, I was having suicidal thoughts. This is how bad I was.
Nicola says she left in tears most days because of the bullying, including being shouted at by senior nurses in front of colleagues and parents. For Morning Report, Charlotte Cook.